Hello, hello, and welcome to the Gut Health Gladiator podcast. This is your host, Cassie Woods. I am an accidental gut health guru and have just absolutely fallen in love with sharing my answers along the way and everything that I've learned on this journey of healing my gut, rebalancing my gut-brain axis, and really just unlocking a new level of energy, mental clarity, and just optimal health, mind, body, and spirit. So you're going to get all of my best tips and tricks along the way, and let's hop into today's episode. I am so excited to be bringing you today's episode and this topic. It truly is one of the most common conversations that I have with women on a regular basis is around, you know, bloating, digestion, feeling your best, kind of inflammation, puffiness, all of those things, but especially around travel. So this is something that so many women are struggling with and looking for solutions, you know, and I totally get that because I was there. That was me for so many years. I love to travel, absolutely love to travel. My husband and I and our girls, with kind of our lifestyle, with the horses, with the roping, that's something that we have always done, you know, especially in the summertime, we travel a lot more, but, you know, driving kind of to different towns, different cities, to different events, and just being on the road quite a bit. And then with my business, I travel usually at least once a month. I fly and, you know, going to different cities and meeting with team members, doing events, different things like that. So number one, I love to travel, but number two, it's just part of, you know, my hobby, my lifestyle, and then my career, my job. So it's super, super important to know how to really, you know, feel my best, optimize my gut health, optimize my digestion. So I'm not getting that like super bloated, puffy, you know, stomach hurting, not being able to go to the bathroom, not being able to sleep, you know, getting super stressed out or anxious or any of those kinds of things. Because truly, I dealt with that for so many years. That was my story. That was my thing. That, you know, by usually day two or day three, I'd really start feeling crappy. I'd be getting headaches. I'd, you know, just have like food sensitivities. And so trying to eat when you're kind of out of your element and out of your routine, and then not being able to go to the bathroom and just the whole thing of it is not fun. So I'm actually recording this podcast as I am traveling. So in the car right now, and I am getting to the end of a trip of a little team retreat that I did over the weekend with some awesome women that I work with in my business. We did a little weekend retreat and then a branding workshop, and I'm headed back home to my family, to my husband and my girls, and I thought, you know what, I might as well just hop on here, record this, and talk about, you know, the three things that really helped me the most when it comes to, you know, really feeling awesome, not dealing with the bloat, not dealing with the digestive issues, and really keeping my gut health optimized even while traveling. Okay, so let's hop in. Number one, the number one most important thing you can possibly do is to make sure that you stay hydrated. And this is something that, you know, it's really easy to do, but it's also really easy not to do, especially while we're traveling, because if you're in the car or you're on the airplane, it's like, you know, you don't want to drink a gallon of water and then you have to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. And so sometimes it's a lot easier, or if we're not really mindful about it, we can end up dehydrating ourselves just traveling. You know, if you're flying or if you're driving, that's going to dehydrate you more than if you were just in your normal everyday activities, but also just being on the go, being on the move, all of those kinds of things. Sometimes it's really easy for us to forget to drink enough water or to not pay attention. So that is something that I am a real stickler about with myself, especially with air travel and with car travel as well. You know, it's just super, super important to stay hydrated. I make sure when I travel to drink a gallon of water a day. I usually drink, you know, between 75, I would say 75 and 80 ounces a day is kind of my normal amount. And when I travel, I bump it up to a gallon a day. So it's super easy to do, super easy not to do. I do try to get like good quality water. So, you know, something that is, filtered and adding in a little bit of Himalayan salt or some fresh squeezed lemon or lemon essential oil, you know, so that it's really hydrating, really detoxifying, all of those kinds of things, and maybe isn't like super chlorinated or doesn't have, you know, a lot of the chemicals and whatnot in it, you know, if you're drinking tap water or something along those lines. So number one is making sure that I'm staying super, super hydrated. Okay. Number two is around nutrition. And sometimes, you know, it's really easy to make sure that you kind of stay on track or on target, you know, with the types of foods that you know agree with you. And sometimes it's just a little more difficult, you know, and if you have a lot of dietary restrictions, and I've been there, I've went through the whole, you know, the whole thing of healing my gut, the whole thing of having a lot of food sensitivities, of really having a lot of dietary restrictions, and that makes travel really hard. I mean, there's just no getting around that. But a couple of things that I have learned that do really help is, number one, is I am really mindful of my eating window. So I'm a big believer in intermittent fasting. It works really, really well with my body. And with air travel and traveling between time zones, oh my goodness, you guys, like it will change your life with regards to that. But even if you're not traveling within different time zones and you're just, you know, going on a trip or something along those lines, if you can try to keep your eating window pretty similar to like what your normal eating window is at home. So kind of like starting your day. So I do intermittent fasting. So I always start my day with a cup of bulletproof-ish. I don't do the butter in it, so it's not like the true bulletproof coffee, but I do my bulletproof coffee in the morning, and then I typically fast until somewhere between 11 and 1, and then I break my fast and start eating. And I typically try to be done eating, you know, between 6 to 8 hours of whenever I broke that fast. I'm not super strict about it, and if I'm hungry, I eat, you know, so I try to make sure that I'm not like having a ton of food rules, and I am being intuitive when it comes to these things. But I have really seen some major benefits with my digestion, with my energy, with my food sensitivities, and just overall how I feel. Even if I'm not eating the best foods, or I don't have a ton of options, or it's, you know, I'm not wanting to be just a total pain in the neck and pack all of my food, and you know what I mean? Like, it's just a whole thing. I can really be mindful of that eating window and just make sure that I'm, you know, breaking my fast at a normal time, and I'm ending my feast, you know, so I'm done eating at a normal time. So not eating, you know, super early and not eating super late, because that's not normal for my body. That's not normal for my digestive system, because I do intermittent fast. So thinking about that and maybe trying to like keep a smaller eating window while you're traveling. And then of course, you know, just being mindful of the foods that you're eating and making sure that you're getting in plenty of fiber, making sure that you're getting in plenty of water, all of those kinds of things. But truly the intermittent fasting and really being mindful of that eating window, especially while traveling, has been a game changer when it comes to the bloat, to the stomach pain, to the just the gut issues, and to my immune system. Okay, the third thing, and this one is super, super important. So when I travel, I always double up on my supplementation. And there's three things that I do not ever leave home without when it comes to supplementation for gut health, for, you know, just overall, like my digestion, the bloat, the inflammation, the puffiness, all of those kinds of things. Number one is digestive enzymes. So if I'm traveling, with every meal, I take digestive enzymes, just because I know that it's more stress on my body. And, you know, I know that I have digestive issues when I travel. And so I take digestive enzymes with every meal. So I make sure that I never leave home without digestive enzymes. And then that helps if I eat things that, you know, aren't totally normal for me. It gives me a little bit more food flexibility, lets me kind of, you know, go with the flow a little bit more. And it majorly helps with my digestion. Number two is my probiotic supplements that I take. So my actual like gut health supplements that I take. I always double up while I'm traveling for multiple different reasons. But that's something that's super important. So if I take one scoop of my probiotic powder at home, when I travel, I always take two scoops in the morning. And it just kind of like beefs up. Again, if we're dealing with stress, whether it's good stress, bad stress, whatever, stress is stress, and it has an impact on our microbiome, on our gut, and it negatively impacts it. And so that's going to impact your digestion. It's going to impact your stress resilience, all of those kinds of things. So I always double up on my probiotics. And then the third thing that I always have and that I double up on when I travel is my gut-brain access supplement. So this, what it is a medicinal mushroom blend that actually primes and educates the immune system. So again, while I'm traveling and there's more stress and I'm around, you know, maybe a different environment or more people, like air travel, you know, and you're around the germs and all of that kind of stuff that maybe you wouldn't normally be exposed to, I make sure and I double up on that supplement because it is priming and educating my immune system and really helps just regulate inflammation. So keep inflammation under control, make sure that it's improving my actual like stress resilience, because that's kind of where immune function is modulated and kind of like managed and controlled. Same thing, immune function, inflammation, you know, a lot of these different things, stress resilience, where a lot of that is modulated is through our gut brain access. So through kind of some of the ways that that microbiome is actually talking to our brain. So that is something just in the last year that I have implemented while traveling, and I don't get sick. I really don't get sick ever, but I haven't gotten sick. You know, I've traveled at least 1 to 2 times per month by airplane over the last year, and I don't ever get sick from flying, and I used to always get sick from flying. I don't get sick from traveling, any of those kinds of things, and I know that that's a big part of it. I don't deal with the inflammation. I sleep really well, and I just feel better, and I'm not dealing with the constipation. I'm not dealing with the digestive issues. I'm not dealing with, you know, a lot of these just yucky things that kind of made me not want to travel, you know, because it didn't feel good, and my stomach hurt, and I was tired, and it was just stressful. And so using those kind of like three tips, so making sure that I'm getting in plenty of water, drinking a gallon of water each day while I'm traveling. Number two, like intermittent fasting, so eating within a certain time window. Mine that I try to stick to is like 6 to 8 hours typically. And, you know, make sure that I'm not eating super late at night. And then number three is making sure that I have my supplements, and I always double up on them. So I double up and make sure that I take digestive enzymes with every meal, which I don't typically do at home, but I do when I travel. Number two is doubling up on my probiotics. So like my specific gut health supplements that I take, I always double up on those when I travel. And then number three is doubling up on my actual gut brain access supplement that primes and educates the immune system. It really helps minimize inflammation, helps, you know, prime the immune system, all of those kinds of things. And that really seems to be the secret sauce for me when it comes to being able to travel, not getting sick, not having a stomach ache, not feeling gross, any of those kinds of things. So if this is something that you struggle with and you want more information on, I guess, either the intermittent fasting for gut health, I've got a really, really cool research article that I can send your way. Or if you want more information, I guess, on any of the specific supplementation that I use, I want you to go ahead and find me on Instagram or on Facebook, either of the two. I'm The Cassie Woods, so at The Cassie Woods on Instagram, and my business page on Facebook is the same thing, The Cassie Woods. If you type that into the little Facebook search bar, you'll find me, and send me a message and let me know if this is something that you've struggled with and if this is helpful, and if you want to know like all the in-depth tips and tricks of how I manage to really like feel my best, not get run down, not get tired, not have the bloat, not have the constipation, you know, wake up on day three of travel and have like a flat stomach and not feel puffy and gross and like none of my clothes fit, right? Because that's what I dealt with for years. I would have to bring usually like 2 to 3 different sizes of clothes because the longer that I traveled, the more bloated and puffy and inflamed that I got. And so then my clothes wouldn't fit anymore. So that's not my story anymore. So it's pretty amazing just how cool that our microbiome is, and how many things that it is impacted by, and that the ways that we can kind of really support our gut health, and it supports us in all these other areas, just of our overall health, our well-being, our mindset, our mental well-being, all of those kinds of things. So I am so just grateful that you took time out of your day to tune in, catch this episode, and I can't wait to catch you on the next one.